After images, thoughts on Jerry Santoro, fetus funerals, and pro-life activism. From Nina Berman, Columbia School of Journalism. 1. The American press has been more cautious about publishing graphic depictions of violence of subjects who are American, and when the violence took place here. It is much more likely, though still done tamely, to publish graphic photos of violence happening elsewhere. There's a sort of trepidation of putting out anything too disturbing because it would shatter certain societal myths about who we are and what we do. 2. She checked into a motel 6.5 months pregnant. The Texas Health Department recently required fetal tissue to be cremated or buried, no matter the stage of development. She brought a catheter and a textbook. No birth or death certificates have to be filed. The law does not apply if miscarriage or abortion happens at home. She was prepared to let her lover perform an abortion. The World Health Organization maintains the lack of safeguards, hygienic conditions, and incorrect administration of medication can lead to post-abortion sepsis, hemorrhaging, and genital trauma, all which can lead to death. He panicked and left her, hemorrhaging, kneeling on the floor, sheets tucked between her legs. Women in the anti-abortion movement brandish pictures of gory dead or dreamlike space floating fetuses outside clinics. Ms. Magazine, looking to rebut the popularity of these photos, answered with death. Her daughters were told, and up until the photo's publication in Ms. believed, that their mother had died in a car accident. Taken up as a pro-choice symbol, the image of a dead woman has been and will continue to be read in relation to fetal images and the circulating discourses of fetal personhood these images work to mediate. How dare they take my beautiful mother and put this out in front of the public eye? The image was a consequence of a backward legal system that turned women not only into criminals, but often into corpses. The focus of the fight has changed. It's less about death and more about access. A federal judge blocked this measure, temporarily. Across the country, a wave of similar legislation is expected to follow.